the United States got letters of condolences from all over the world, from countries that are not necessarily friends with the United States, right? Iran, who's not a friend of the United States, sent a letter of condolence, right? Iraq, who is not a friend of the United States, sent letters of condolences. Is that right? Cuba sent letters of condolences. They didn't get on television and say, yes, finally America has got what she put out. Did they say that? Because that's not civilized behavior. Even though it may be true. You understand what I'm saying? Truth spoken out of season bears no fruit. Are y'all following me? Now, listen to what President Johnson said. He said that every time he got sick, Nikita Khrushchev, who was the president of Russia, sent him flowers. And then he said, but the American people are not ignorant enough to think that I'm friends with Khrushchev because he sends me flowers. See, that's statecraft. You can't be like, yeah, that so-and-so is sick. I hope he dies. That's crazy as hell. You can't be a world leader representing your country like that. You follow what I'm saying? Now, but that's one reason. But what's another reason? See, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad was concerned with the safety of the members of the Nation of Islam. Are y'all following me? See, now you may not have known this, but when Kennedy was first assassinated, the first people they blamed was the Nation of Islam. Did you know that? Well, now you know. The first people that were blamed for the assassination of President Kennedy was the Nation of Islam. Now, do you remember when the federal building was bombed in Oklahoma? Do you remember that? When was that, 93? And the first people they blamed for the bombing of the federal building was who? The Nation of Islam, is that right? Now, if we would have got on television talking about, look, you know, these white folks, they devils, they deserve to be bombed. Then white people would have went out slaughtering members of the Nation of Islam, right? Or at least trying to. Now, but my point is this. Malcolm makes a comment. Black people love President Kennedy. That's right. Then and now. And he didn't do anything for us, but we still love him, right? So now, white people love Kennedy, right? So you get on television, or you allow your comment to be used on television, and you make enemies for the rest of the Muslims. So you have sisters that may be in the grocery store who didn't make the comment, right? And then some fool who loved Kennedy beats up one of our sisters, right? Or kills her because you made a foolish comment, right? You have little Muslim children walking home from school with their white shirts and their bow ties on. And you have some ignorant fool run them over in a car because you made a comment, right? Or you have brothers standing on the corner with at that time, Muhammad speaks, right? And he don't know nothing about your comment because he didn't make a comment because he was told not to. And somebody kills him because of your comment. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you can't just say everything you want to say just because you want to say it. You have to learn wisdom and when to say what needs to be said and when to keep your mouth shut. So now, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad says, look, now, and see, not only that, you have the harm that could come to innocent Muslims. And then you have the harm that could come to Malcolm X. Because everybody is angry with him because he's the one who made the comment. So what does the most honorable Elijah Muhammad do? A man that is wiser than the enemy. He says, the way we end it is, we separate the nation from your comment, right? And then for your own safety and protection, we take you out of the public for 90 days until the emotions of the people die down. So no fool would try to kill you because he loved this man. Do you understand what I'm saying? So he says, look, for 90 days, Malcolm's taken out of the public, right? He distanced the nation from the comment and says, look, that's not what we wanted out there. That's Malcolm made that comment. We didn't. He was not representing me when he said that. Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
It have nothing to do with him being jealous of the man. Now, so that lie, we destroyed that lie. That can't be the reason why Malcolm left the Nation of Islam. Now, you may say, well,